Welcome everyone, I'm very happy that you have come despite the snow.
Dobrodošli i ja sam sretan što ste došli večeras bez obzira na snijeg.
But I have good news.
Ali imam dobre vijesti.
Hearts melt better when the snow is high.
Srce se bolje topi kada je snijeg velik.
There is a certain emotion associated with the color white.
Postoji određena emocija koja se povezuje sa bijelom bojom.
When we are experiencing a white color like the snow, mountains, or buildings, then we think of our own mortality.
Kada imamo iskustvo bijele boje, kao kada se recimo nalazimo u planini ili kada se nalazimo u Beogradu, onda razmišljamo o svojoj smrtnosti.
Psychologists have found out when they asked their patients to meditate about themselves being in a white room, then usually this meditation opens emotions which the patient or which the client has about his own death.
Kada su psiholozi tražili od svojih klijenata ili pacijenata da razmišljaju, da meditiraju o samima sebi, onda bi tražili od njih da meditiraju da se nalaze u bijeloj prostoriji i to bi ih navelo obično, odnosno otkrili da to klijente navodi da razmišljaju o svojoj sopstvenoj smrti.
Now, in our Western culture, to think about death is something which morbid people do.
U našoj zapadnoj kulturi uobičajeno je da je kada neko razmišlja o svojoj smrti, takve se osobe smatraju morbidnima.
But in the ancient spiritual cultures, to think about our own death is inspiring because it helps us to use the remaining time for essential things.
Ali u drevnim duhovnim tradicijama istoka ta meditacija, razmišljanje o smrti smatra se jako, jako dobrom i inspirativnom za promišljanje o tome kako ćemo na najbolji mogući način da iskoristimo vrijeme koje nam je još ostalo.
The fact that we are all dying, or to become aware of this fact helps us actually to understand how to use our time.
Činjenica da smo smrtni, odnosno naše postajanje, da postanemo svjesni toga da smo smrtni, to nam pomaže da iskoristimo svoje vrijeme na najbolji mogući način.
I have started an experiment which I want to do for 10 years.
Započeo sam jedan eksperiment koji želim da sprovedem u narednih 10 godina.
I have an hourglass on my table.
Na svom stolu imam pjesani štap.
And when people come into my room wanting to speak with me, I always put the hourglass. I don't say anything. I put it before them. And they understand, we have this much time, the time which it takes for all the sand to go from the upper portion to the down portion.
I kada ljudi dođu u moju sobu koji žele da razgovaraju sa mnom, ja obično taj pješčani sat ne govoreći ništa, samo stavim naprijed i pustim da pjesak teče. I onda te osobe koje dolaze da pričaju sa mnom, onda pomisle pa da li je ovo vrijeme koje mi imamo za naš razgovor, dok sad pjesak se nađe u donjem dijelu. Ja kažem da.
And I found out that I always go longer. I talk always longer.
I ja sam otkrio nešto, ja uvijek u stvari pričam duže, prekoračim to vrijeme.
But somehow this helps the people who come with me into my room to immediately focus on essential things in their lives.
Ali primijetio sam da to pomaže ljudima koji dolaze da razgovaraju sa mnom, da se odmah fokusiraju na ono što je esencijalno.
I don't need to say anything.
Nije potrebno da išta kažem.
I just need to show them how the sand runs down.
Sada potrebno da im pokažem kako taj pjesak teče prema dole.
And just by this alone, they are talking essential things.
I samo zahvaljujući tome, te osobe počinju da pričaju o esencijalnim stvarima.
It's magical.
I to je magično.
I have never seen such intelligent questions or intelligent observations coming from the many people who visit me as I've seen since I had seen my class before.
I ja nikada nisam vidio toliko puno inteligentnih pitanja, inteligentnih osoba koje dolaze da razgovaraju sa mnom otkako koristim, stavljam taj pješani sat.
I am making this experiment.
Ja pravim, to je moj
eksperiment. Murari Chaitanya came today to me.
I trebalo ste vidjeti, danas mi je došao Murari Chaitanya.
And immediately he talked like the greatest philosopher.
I odmah je počeo da govori kao najveći filozof.
Just by being reminded that I have limited time.
Zahvaljujući tome što je bio, što sam ga podsjetio na to da imam, da je vrijeme ograničeno.
So for people on the spiritual path to be reminded of death is not something morbid or something undesirable, but it is helpful.
Tako da osobe koje se nalaze na duhovnom putu, za njih razmišljanje o smrti nije nešto morbidno, nešto što nije poželjno, nego je to upravo nešto što je jako dobro za njih.
It helps them to concentrate to distinguish between that which is essential and that which is unessential.
To im pomaže da napravi razliku između onoga što je esencijalno i onoga što to nije.
Sometimes when people come, they ask in my room, they ask me, so we have only limited time?
Onda kad ljudi koji dođu u moju sobu da razgovaramo, kažu, pa imamo ograničeno vrijeme.
Ja kažem da. But isn't it like that also in our life?
Ali za nije tako uvijek u našem životu.
We are here for a few moments.
Ovdje smo još samo nekoliko trenutaka.
Then we pass on.
I onda nastavljamo.
How do we use this time?
Kako koristimo ovo vrijeme?
Do we worry all the time?
Da li se cijelo vrijeme brinemo?
Do we become very obsessed by creating our sand castles, which all have to be destroyed one day?
Da li postajemo obsesivni sa našim kulama od pijeska koje će jednog dana svakako biti uništene?
I want to ask you today a question.
Danas vam želim postaviti jedno pitanje.
What do you do for eternity?
Šta je to što radite za vječnost?
Igore, what did you do today for eternity?
Igore, šta si danas uradio za vječnost?
It's a dobro pitanje. Yes. Vali sada čakra, what have you done today for eternity? Hare
Krishna.
Vali sada čakra, šta si danas uradio za vječnost?
Good question. Govinda Gopal, what have you done for eternity?
Govinda Gopal, šta si ti danas uradio za vječnost?
Govinda Gopal, we are asking a question. What have you done for eternity today?
Govinda Gopal, mi te sad pitamo jedno pitanje, šta si danas uradio za vječnost?
Pa, danas smo spremili prasadam, zato je makar zemlji iz Demahte, zato je humice i mančar.
Thank you, thank you. So we will start our program today with a musical production by Mira and Sashina Natswari.
Danas ćemo program započeti sa muzičkom produkcijom Mire i Sashina Natswari.
Thank you.
Yashoda, 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 Thank you.
I first became aware of this subject matter when one devotee in Germany who was a secretary of our society there had an unexpected heart attack which resulted into a complete, how do you say, lemok, you know, half of his sight became paralyzed, yes.
Ja sam prvi put postao svjestan ove teme kada je jedan bakta u Njemačkoj, koji u to vrijeme bio sekretar našeg društva za Njemačku, je doživio srčani udar i on je od toga ostalo pola njegovog tijela paralizirano.
He was, if you want, our contact to the outside world, to the politicians, and we did not know how we could lead the society without his valuable service.
I on je za nas bio u stvari kontakt sa vanjskim svijetom, sa političarima i sličnim ljudima, i bez njegove jako važne službe mi nismo znali kako da se uopšte ponašamo.
He had obtained permissions for us to distribute books in all the capital towns of Germany.
On je za nas nabavljao dozvole da distribuiramo knjige u svim glavnim gradovima Njemačke.
When there were some, even when there was something to build, a temple or so, but gotten the permissions to build the temple.
Kada bismo htjeli da gradimo recimo hram, on bi dobio sve te dozvole za gradnju.
In his hands all the connections, important connections which a movement needs were running. And from one day to the next he couldn't use the computer any longer, and he needed to go for a long time into the hospital.
i on je držao sve te važne konekcije, povezanosti u svojim rukama i od jednog, tog jednog dana on više nije mogao uopšte da koristi kompjuter i morao je da ode u bolnicu na duže vrijeme. I to je bilo šokantno. Zamislite da se to desi Obami. Naš malo društvo, to je bila totalna katastrofa.
But what was even more important for me was a discussion which I had with him.
Ali ono što je bilo još važnije za mene je bio jedan razgovor koji sam imao sa njim.
I asked him, you know, I visited him in the hospital and I asked him how does life feel for you now?
Ja sam ga posjetio u bolnici, onda sam ga pitao kako tebi sada izgleda život.
And he said, it's not easy.
I on je rekao, nije lako.
For me, life was my activities.
Za mene, moj život su bile moje aktivnosti.
And from one day to the next, all these activities have been taken away from me.
I jednog dana, do sljedećeg dana, ja sam sve te aktivnosti koje sam radio su mi bile oduzete.
I don't know where I am now.
I sada ne znam uopšte gdje se nalazim.
When you're a devotee of Krishna, what is about this relationship?
I onda sam ga pitao, jesi li ti bio Krishnin bhakta, jesi imao taj odnos?
He told me, I don't know if there is any relationship.
I on mi odgovorio, ja ne znam da li postoji ikakav odnos.
Because all this time I have been engaged, yes, in the spiritual activities, I chanted my rounds, and I have also done my service, but I didn't really think of Krishna while I was doing this.
I onda je on rekao, da, ja sam čitavo vrijeme bio uključen u te duhovne aktivnosti, mantrao sam svoje krugove i radio sam službu, ali čitavo to vrijeme uopšte nisam mislio na Krishna.
I feel my relationship to God is, if at all, highly theoretical.
Osjećam da je taj moj odnos sa Bogom, ako ga uopšte ima, jako baziran je na teoriji.
Baziran je na teoriji, yes. And to be quite honest, I feel I need a second chance.
I ako je potpuno isto, potrebna mi je druga prilika.
I feel I wasted my first chance.
Osjećam da sam protrećio svoju prvu priliku.
I must tell you, this was a highly posted member of our society.
Moram vam reći, to je bio jedan član našeg društva koji je bio na jako visokom položaju.
The realization that he had not, he didn't feel a relationship with Krishna came like a shock on me.
I ta spoznaja da on nije osjećao odnos sa Krišnom, za mene je bila šokantna. I onda sam razmišljao, pa šta je sa mnom?
See, a relationship is not something theoretical.
Vidite, odnos nije nešto što je teoretski.
The relationship which Bodhisattva has to his daughter is not a theological concept.
Odnos koji Bali Sadačari ima sa svojom čerkom, to nije neki teološki koncept.
It's something very real.
To je nešto što je jako
stvarno. He will recognize her amongst billions of children. Said, no, this is my daughter.
On će je prepoznati među milijardama druge djece, reći će da, ovo je moja čerka.
And she will recognize him amongst billions of men. You say, this Bali with his sympathetic smile, he is my father, not anyone else.
A ona će među milijardama muškaraca, ona će prepoznati i reći, e, ovo je Bali, ovaj sa simpatičnim osmijehom, to je moj otac.
A relationship is something very concrete, it's not something vague.
Odnos sa nekim, to je nešto jako konkretno, to nije nešto neodređeno.
It's something very deep.
To je nešto jako duboko.
There's a lot of emotions flowing back and forth in a relationship.
U jednom odnosu postoji jako puno emocija koje idu sa obje strane.
A lot of energy.
Jako puno energije.
A lot of trust.
Puno povjerenja.
And sometimes a lot of mistrust.
I ponekad isto tako puno nepovjerenja.
Whatever it is very much alive.
Šta god da je u pitanju, to je nešto što je jako živo.
I have brought a question for you today.
I danas sam vam donio jedno pitanje.
How alive is your relationship with Krishna?
Koliko je živ vaš odnos sa Krishnom?
I mean, do you sometimes think of him?
Da li ponekad mislite na njega?
And if yes, do you feel he thinks of you?
I ako mislite, da li osjećate da i on misli na vas?
Do you do things which you only do for him?
Da li radite neke stvari koje radite samo za njega?
And do you feel he does things to you which he only does for you?
I da li osjećate da on radi neke stvari koje radi samo za vas?
In other words, how alive is your relationship?
Drugim riječima, koliko je živ vaš odnos?
Is there what we call in German, is there traffic in this relationship? Is something going on?
Mi smo to na njemačkom rekli, da li tu postoji neka kao neki promet, da li se tu nešto dešava između vas?
This devotee of whom I was telling you, the secretary, had to rethink his life all over again.
I taj sekretar, taj bhakta o kojem sam vam sada govorio, on je morao da ponovo razmisli o svome životu.
In addition to his failing health, which became worse and worse after this, we call it in Germany Schlaganfall. He had to rethink his life.
I nakon što je kao dodatak tom njegovom zdravlju koje je bivalo sve gore i gore, on je morao da ponovo razmisli o svom životu.
And as he was struggling to regain his health, he was struggling with this question: what have I done to invest, or how much have I invested in my relationship to God?
I u isto vrijeme dok se morao boriti za to da vrati svoje zdravlje, on se borio i sa ovim pitanjem šta on mora sada da uradi da investira u taj odnos sa Krišnom.
Do you know that when a person dies, he is usually has one fear, one strong fear?
Da li znate da osoba koja umire obično ima jedan veoma snažan strah?
A question is there in his mind.
U njegovom umu se nalazi jedno pitanje.
The question is, have I utilized my opportunities to the fullest extent?
Da li sam prilike koje su mi bile pružene iskoristio na najviše mjere?
Have I wasted my opportunities?
Ili sam možda protraćio svoje prilike?
And for a God-conscious person like we are, trying to be, this question is not so much have I been good in relationships with other people, that is also a question, but the most important or the most pressing question is
a za duhovne osobe, osobe koje su svjesne Boga, a to smo svi mi ovdje koji u stvari pokušavamo to da budemo, nije toliko pitanje da li smo bili dobri u odnosima sa drugim ljudima. Naravno, to je isto tako bitno pitanje. Ali ono pitanje koje je najbitnije u tom momentu je da li smo taj odnos sa Bogom, da li smo u njemu bili dovoljno dobri.
Sometimes we theoretically want to go deeper in this yoga, in this bhakti yoga, in this loving relationship with God.
Ponekad mi teoretski želimo da idemo dublje u ovoj jogi, želimo da idemo dublje u taj odnos sa Bogom.
But it seems that there are so many diversions.
Ali izgleda da nas prati tako puno nekih stvari koje nas kreću s tog puta.
When we are caught in diversions, God sometimes sends us a wake-up call.
I kada se mi ponekad tako ustalimo u tom nekom uznemirenju, na nekom drugom putu, Bog nam ponekad pošalje taj poziv na buđenje.
It could be a šlag.
To bi moglo da bude šlog.
Šlog. It could be a broken a relationship which breaks.
To bi isto tako moglo da bude neki odnos koji se prekine.
It could be a great disappointment.
Moglo bi da bude neko veliko razočarenje.
or a simple code.
Ili jednostavna prehlada.
Whatever it is, if someone wants to develop his relationship but has been to Krishna, but has been a little diverted, then Krishna may send him a wake up call.
Ako osoba želi da, da uđe u taj dublji odnos sa Bogom, ali je na neki način malo skrenula sa toga, Bog joj opšto šalje taj poziv na buđenje.
Such a wake up call came to Narayana Muni once.
Takav poziv na buđenje jednom došao u ovom sveću Narada Muni.
And it is very encouraging for us to hear how he responded to this wake up call.
I za nas je jako ohrabrujuće da čujemo o tome kako je on odgovorio na taj poziv na buđenje.
Let me tell you Narada Muni's story in brief.
Dopustite mi da vam sada ispričam priču Narada Munija ukratko.
He was the son of a servant maid.
On je bio sin sluškinje.
And so often he accompanied his mother into the house of the master where he helped her cleaning.
I on je često pratio svoju majku koja je odlazila u kuću njenog gospodara gdje je čistila.
It was a very loving, heartfelt relationship which he had to his mother.
I on je imao jako topao odnos sa svojom majkom.
The mother was all in all for him because his father had died when he was still very, very young.
Njegova majka mu je bila sve što je imao, zato što je njegov otac bio umro kada je on bio jako mali.
Narada Muni did not remember to have seen his father's face even one time.
Narada Muni se nije uopšte sjećao ni da je vidio ikada lice svoga oca.
Very often Narada Muni was a very spiritually inclined boy.
I Narada Muni je bio jako duhovno naklonjen dječak.
But his mother said, don't go too much into the spiritual direction, because maybe then you will leave the home and you will leave me and how will I survive in the separation.
I, ali majka mu je govorila, pa nemoj previše da ideš u tom duhovnom pravcu, pa možda će te to toliko povući da ćeš otići od kuće i kako će onda preživjeti u odvojnosti od tebe.
So happened that during one rainy season, four sadhus, they are unidentified, but some say they are the four kumaras, took shelter from the rain floods in the house of Narada Muni.
I jednom prilikom za vrijeme kišne sezone četvorca mudraca za koje se ne zna tačno ko su bili, ali negdje se kaže da su to bila četvorca kumara, oni su uzeli utočište u kući Narada Munija kako bi se sklonili od kiša.
Have you ever experienced the monsoon season?
Da li ste ikada imali iskustvo monsunskog perioda?
No. Soon you will see it, a part of it in the night when the snow smells.
Uskoro ćete vidjeti djelić toga kada se ovaj snijeg u Beogradu počne topiti.
But when Belgrade gets flooded, you should know this is only one millionth part of the flood which happens in the monsoon season.
Ali kada se to desi, morate znati da će to biti samo jedan milioniti dio toga šta se dešava kada se u Indiji dešava ta monsunski period.
Travel is absolutely impossible in the monsoon season.
Kada traje sezona monsuna, onda je apsolutno nemoguće putovati.
So the saints stayed at Narada Muni's house, the house of his mother, and he helped his mother serve them by cooking for them and washing their clothes and seeing for their comfort.
I tako su ta četvorica mudraca bili u kući od Narade i njegove mjese. I Narada je pomagao u služenju njih, kuhajući, perući im odjeću i brinući se o njihovoj udobnosti.
And the association of these four saints, Narada Muni's spirituality just blossomed forward.
Društvo ovih svetih osoba, duhovnost Narade Munija je jednostavno procvjetala.
When they started to when they moved on later, he wanted to accompany them.
I kada su oni na kraju željeli da idu dalje, Narada je tako isto poželio da ih prati.
But because his mother begged him to stay home, he remained back.
Ali pošto ga je majka preklinjala da on ostane, on je ostao.
One day something traumatic happened.
I jednog dana nešto traumatično se desilo.
The village people carried his mother on a stretcher.
Stanovnici tog sela su počeli da su krenuli da nose narednu majku na nosilima.
She was all blue in her face.
Njena lice je potpuno poplavilo.
And when Narada Muni looked at her feet, he saw the two bites of a cobra.
A kada je Narada Muni pogledao njeno stopalo, tu su bila dva uboda otiska zuba od kobre.
The village people felt so sorry for him that they just carried her in the house and cried with Narada Muni.
I stanovnici sela su tako osjećali sažaljenje prema Naradi Muni da su unijeli njeno tijelo u korigu i zajedno plakali zajedno sa njim.
When they had cried all their tears,
kada su isplakali sve svoje suze,
Narada Muni started to think.
Narada Muni je počeo da razmišlja.
This is my chance.
Ovo je moja prilika.
It's a wake up call.
Ovo je poziv na buđenje.
I wanted to develop my relationship, but I was so caught up in the household activities.
Ja sam želio da razvijem svoj odnos sa Krišnom, ali bio sam toliko uhvaćen u ove aktivnosti u kući.
And he became very, very enthusiastic.
I onda je postao jako, jako entuzijastičan.
You know, normally the oldest son should build a funeral pyre and be the first one to burn a funeral, to cremate his mother.
Da je u normalnim uslovima, obično najstariji sin je taj koji napravi ovu lomaču za kremaciju i on je onaj koji prvi podmetne tu vatru.
Narada Muni did something else.
Ali Narada Muni je uradio nešto drugo.
He took the torch.
On je uzeo baklju.
He asked the people to leave the house.
Zamolio ljude da izađu iz kuće.
And he burned the whole house with his dead mother.
I zapalio je čitavu kuću sa svojom mrtvom majkom.
That was his cremation of his mother.
To je bila kremacija njegove majke.
It was also a sign to all the people in the village that he would never stay in any house.
A to je isto tako bio i znak svim stanovnicima sela da on više nikad neće živjeti ni u jednoj kući.
From this day on he would spend his life entirely to the care of God.
I od tog dana nadalje on je u potpunosti predao svoj život u ruke Boga.
He became a wandering mendicant.
I on je postao lutajući.
He started his journey.
I započeo je svoj put.
He wanted to search God.
Želio je da traga za Bogom.
To find him.
Ne da pronađe.
On the way he met Lord Shiva.
I na putu je sreo gospodina Šivu.
And Shiva gave him a sacred mantra.
A Shiva mu je dao svetu mantru.
And his spiritual search became very strong after he chanted this mantra every day.
I njegova duhovna potraga je postala izuzetno jaka nakon što je mantra ovu mantru svaki dan.
He walked through valleys, over mountains, through cities.
On je hodao preko planina, kroz doline, kroz gradove.
Finally he arrived in a lonely spot in the forest.
I konačno je došao na jedno usamljeno mjesto u šumi.
And like so many times he chanted his mantra.
I kao što je to činio već puno puta prije, on je izgovarao svoj mantra.
And in the middle of this mantra,
i usred ove mantre,
he heard a sound.
Čuo je zvuk.
Someone was coming.
Neko je dolazio.
He heard the sound of anchor bells.
Čuo je zvuk nanogrica.
Then he heard the sound of a flute.
A zatim je čuo zvuk flaute.
Can you imagine who was coming?
Možete li zamisliti ko je dolazio?
You know
everything. I sve znate.
He actually saw Krishna for a moment.
On je u stvari zaista vidio Krišnu na trenutak.
And then Krishna disappeared again.
I zatim je Krišna opet nestao.
And he said, but he spoke to him.
Ali mu je nešto i rekao.
Can you imagine God appears to you and then he disappears?
Možete li da zamislite to da vam se Bog pokaže i da nestane?
You will feel like a person who has gotten 1,108,000 euros and then lost.
Vi ste se osjećali kao osoba koja je dobila 1,108,000 i onda ih izgubila.
You will even feel more crazy.
Osjećali biste se u stvari još luđi. On je tako trčao po šumu, govorio, o, gdje si?
First you show yourself.
Prvo si mi se pokazao.
Then you make my life empty by disappearing.
A onda si učinio moj život praznim, tako što sam nestao.
He cried so many tears.
Isplakao tako puno suza.
Anyone who saw him was overwhelmed with ecstasy.
Svako ko ga je vidio je bio preplavljen sa ekstazom.
Because this was a person who carried God in his heart.
Zato što je to bila osoba koja je nosila Boga u svom srcu.
Finally the Lord decided to speak.
Konačno, Bog je odlučio da progovori.
In this life you will not see me again.
U ovom životu me više nećeš vidjeti.
Because those who are not completely pure cannot see me always.
Zato što oni koji nisu u potpunosti čisti me ne mogu uvijek vidjeti.
But, I will be with you in another form.
Ali bit ću sa tobom u drugom obliku.
My holy name, which you can sing now.
U obliku mog svetog imena kojeg sada možeš da pjevaš.
Go from village to village, town to town and proclaim my glory.
Idi od sela do sela, od grada do grada i širi moje slave.
In this way I will be together with you through sound.
I na taj način ću biti sa tobom kroz zvuk.
It's a beautiful story.
Ovo je predivna priča.
Why do I tell it today?
Zašto sam ja danas ispričao?
I want you to focus your attention and think especially about this wake-up call.
Želim da fokusirate svoju pažnju i da posebno razmislite o ovom pozivu na buđenje.
Just like Narada Muni, who was entangled in some way in his life, and he got a wake-up call, which is the death of his mother. I think we all get our wake-up calls, but do we respond to them?
Poput Narade koji je bio upleten u te njegov život i koji je onda dobio taj poziv na buđenje tako što je njegova majka umrla, i mi isto tako često dobijamo te pozive na buđenje, ali pitanje je da li odgovorimo na njih.
I was meeting today about 8 people.
Danas sam se sreo sa otprilike 8 ljudi.
And 6 of these people all cried in my room.
I šestero od tih 8 ljudi su svi plakali u mojoj sobi.
That happens normally to a priest. People come and tell them that.
To je nešto što se obično dešava svećeniku, ljudi mu dolaze i govore mu o svojim patnjama.
Just to hope to get some relief.
Samo u nadi da bi dobili određenu olakšanje.
Maybe a good tip.
Neki dobar savjet.
I usually tell the people, if you would have a loving relationship, would you cry at this moment?
I ono što ja obično kažem ljudima je sljedeće, da imate taj odnos ispunjen sa ljubavlju, da li biste plakali sada?
If you would have a relationship with someone with whom you would be eternally happy, would you cry?
Kada biste imali odnos sa nekim sa kojim biste mogli biti vječno sretni, da li biste sada plakali?
If you would have a relationship with someone who's always with you, and who always loves you, no matter what, would you cry?
Kada biste imali odnos sa nekim koji je uvijek tu za vas, koji vas uvijek voli, bez obzira na bilo šta, da li biste sada plakali?
People look at me.
Onda me ljudi gledaju.
I'm a human being.
Ali ja sam ljudsko biće.
I'm not so advanced.
Ja nisam tako napredan.
I know you speak of Krishna.
Ja znam da govoriš o Krishna.
But.
Ali.
I have
ja imam
no relationship.
Ali ja nemam odnos sa njim.
That's the problem.
I to je upravo problem.
It's not very difficult to have a relationship with God.
Nije jako teško imati odnos sa Bogom.
It's not true that you can only have it when you are as advanced as Sweetie Savas.
To nije istina da možete imati odnos sa njim samo ako ste napredni kao Sveti Sava.
Honorable man.
ili naredna moli.
It feels very quick to make a relationship with the Lord, because believe it or not, He waits for you.
Imati sa odnos sa Bogom, to ide jako brzo, zato što vjerovali ili ne, On samo čeka na vas.
There is a very wonderful shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita about this.
O ovome postoji jedan jako lijep stih u Chaitanya Charitamrita.
The verse says, someone who turns to me and says, my Lord, I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world.
Ako se neka osoba okrene ka meni i kaže mi, moj gospodine, ja sam te zaboravio tolike duge godine u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
But today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant.
Ali danas se okrećem ka tebi kao tvoj iskreni sluga.
Please accept.
Molim te,
it's the verse says if someone does like this, the Lord immediately accepts him and gives him courage to go through the things in life he has to go through.
I u tom se stihu kaže, znači ako osoba to zaista uradi, Krišna odmah ide ka njemu i daje mu hrabrost da ide kroz svoj život, da se nosi sa svim stvarima sa kojima mora.
And there is an example given.
I onda se daje jedan primjer.
The example is of a person who is not at all advanced.
I tu je primjer osobe koja uopšte nije napredna.
The example is of a person who is a demon, that is someone who was against, turned against God.
A tu se daje primjer jednog demona, a to je osoba koja se okrenula protiv Boga.
It's Bibisan.
I to je Bibisan.
Bibisan was the brother of the greatest demon. He was greater than Stalin and Adolf Hitler mixed together in surf court.
Bibisan je bio brat još većeg demona, najvećeg demona koji je bio veći čak i od Stalina i Adolfa Hitlera koji se zajedno pomiješaju i posluže kladu.
His name means he who makes the whole universe cry.
Njegovo ime znači onaj koji čini da čitav univerzum plače.
He was so bad.
On bio tako loš.
He was evil.
Bio je zao.
So, he kidnapped Lord Ram's wife Sita.
On je kidnapovao ženu gospodina Rami Situ.
And there are many signs that as long as he would hold Sita a captive, he would lose all he had, his Rama. There were many signs which proclaimed as long as Ravan would insist on keeping Sita captive, he would lose everything, his kingdom and his people.
Bilo je puno znakova koji su ukazivali na to da dok god on drži Situ u zatočeništvu, on će gubiti sve što ima, čitavo bogatstvo, kraljevstvo i sve ostalo.
But he didn't heed these signs.
Ali on nije htio da vidi te znakove.
Ravana tried to ignore the signs of God.
Ravana je pokušavao da ignoriše te znakove koje dobija od Boga.
He didn't listen to any wake-up calls.
On nije htio da posluša nikakve pozive na buđenje.
Finally his brother said, brother, if you don't return Sita to her rightful husband, an apocalypse, what is it about the apocalypse, will happen.
I konačno mu je njegov brat rekao, brate, ako ne vratiš Situ njenom pravom mužu, desit će se apokalipsa.
The anger of Ram will burn our kingdom to ashes.
Gnjev Rame će da spali naše kraljevstvo u pepel.
Rama said, you're not my brother if you give me such an advice.
Ravana je rekao, ti nisi moj brat ako mi daješ takve savjete.
Go before I kill.
I odlazi prije nego što to ne ubijem.
So Bibisan left the kingdom of Lanka.
I tako je Bibisan napustio kraljevstvo Lanke.
And he arrived at the shore of the Indian of India.
I onda je došla na obalu Indije.
Lanka is an island.
Lanka je otok.
And it was there Lord Rama had made his camp. He was just preparing to build a bridge over the ocean and invade Lanka with the army of Vanaras.
On je došao dakle na tu obalu gdje se nalazio kamp gospodina Rame kojeg je on tu izgradio zato što se upravo spremao da počne da gradi most koji bi povezao Indiju sa Lankom kako bi je mogao napasti sa armijom Vanarasa.
Lord Rama sit on a chair like this, only a little bit more sturdy.
I gospodin Rame sjedio na stolici poput ove, samo što ona je bila malo čvršća.
All of a sudden, Vibisan arrived.
I odjednom se pojavio Vibisan.
He had traveled in a mystical way through the abyss.
On je kroz zrak putovao na mističan način.
Huge. He was twice as tall as this, room.
On je bio duplo viši nego što je visoka ova soba.
He had sharp ears like this.
Imao špicaste uši ovako.
Špice, yes, like the rabbit. He had the teeth characteristic for demons.
Imao je zube koji su karakteristični za demone.
And the soldiers saw him coming.
I vojnici su ga vidjeli kako dolazi.
He even had his weapons.
Čak je imao i svoje oružje.
They all got ready.
I oni se svi pripremili.
And Rama said, wait, let us see what is why he has come.
Da, ali Rama je rekao, sačekajte, hajde da vidimo zašto je on došao.
So he said, he has come to get close to you and then kill you.
Oni su rekli, on je došao kako bi ti se približio i ubio te.
So, he came, he landed Vibisan there.
I onda je Vibisan sletio.
Vibisan, Rama allowed him to come close.
I Rama mu je dopustio da priđe blizu.
He looked really terrible.
On je zaista strašno izgledao.
Then when he reached Rama's feet.
I onda kada je došao do stopala Rame.
He threw himself on the ground.
On se bacio na zemlju.
He paid his most respectful obeisances.
Odao svoje najponiznije poštovanje.
And said, Ram, I want to surrender my life to you.
I rekao, Ram, ja želim da predam svoj život tebi.
And I will help you to get Sita back.
I pomoću ti da dobiješ nazad Situ.
And all the soldiers around Ram said, it's a trick.
I svi vojnici koji su nalazili tu oko Rame su rekli, to je prevara, to je prevara.
But Rama said, I do not care.
Ali Rama je rekao, mene nije briga.
If someone says to me, from my dear Lord, from this day on, I'm yours.
Ako mi neko kaže, moj dragi gospodine, od ovog dana pa nadalje sam tvoj,
I accept him.
Da ga prihvatam.
And I give him courage.
I dajem mu hrabrost.
To go through the stations in life he still needs to go through.
Da prođe kroz stance u svom životu kroz koje još uvijek mora da prođe.
I'm with him.
Ja sam sa njim.
I walk with him.
Ja hodam sa njim.
I protect him.
Ja ga štitim.
I give him intelligence.
Dajem mu inteligenciju.
Why?
Zašto?
Because you know everyone has a relationship with God.
Zato što svako već ima odnos sa Bogom.
We have forgotten.
Mi smo zaboravili.
But Krishna remembers.
Ali Krishna se sjeća.
So if someone just seriously turns to him like this, it doesn't take long time, it doesn't take a huge sadhana, then the relationship starts to become, it becomes active.
I ako neko to uradi, ne treba jako puno vremena, neka savršena sadana zato da bi taj odnos postao aktivan.
Have you ever gotten cold fingers in your life?
Da li su vam ikada bile hladne ruke?
So cold that you don't feel your fingers any longer?
Toliko hladne da više ne osjećate uopšte prste.
I mean these fingers, not these.
Prste na rukama.
I think we all have, especially in this wonderful Belgrade winter.
Mislim da nam se svima to desilo, pogotovo u ovoj predivnoj beogradskoj zimi.
And then have you ever noticed how finally you're in the warm room and the blood starts to flow again and it's painful.
I onda jeste li imali to iskustvo da uđete u toplu prostoriju i onda krv ponovo počinje da teče i to onda u krvi malo i bolno.
Have you noticed?
Yes.
So this happens when you get into something like that happens in when again blood flows in your relationship with Krishna.
I nešto slično tome se dešava kada ponovo počne da teče krv u vašem odnosu sa Krishnom.
At this moment our hearts are so cold, so cold.
U ovom trenutku naša su srca tako hladna, tako hladna.
No deep emotions for Krishna over there.
U njima nema dubokih emocija koje teku za Krishnu.
Bloodless.
To je srce bez krvi.
When it starts to move again.
A kada počne ponovo da se pokreće.
In the beginning there is a sweet pain.
U početku je tu jedna slatka bol. Ja sam fulio pojentu.
15 years have passed, I missed the point.
Prošlo je 15 godina, ali sam fulio pojentu.
20 years have passed, I have missed the point.
Prošlo je 20 godina, fulio sam pojentu.
30 years have passed, I missed the point.
30 godina je prošlo i fulio sam pojentu.
You begin to feel what in English is said, wretched.
Počinjete da se osjećate wretched.
Wretched, is it like very?
Yes, but that's the translation.
Without any good qualities.
Ja sam beskoristan, bez ikakvih dobrih osobina.
I am the most low.
Ja sam najniži od ljudi.
I am so fallen.
Tako sam pao.
What's wrong with me?
Šta je to tako loše sa mnom?
Even my neighbor, the old baka, is more spiritual than I am.
Čak i moja komšinica, stara baka, je više duhovna od mene.
And that is sometimes difficult to face.
I to je ponekad jako teško suočiti se sa tim.
It's painful.
To je bolno.
You might have thought you're so advanced with Hare Krishna.
Vi ste možda, vi Hare Krishna, ste mislili da ste jako napredni.
You are only in your head.
Ali se nalazite samo u glavi.
Bloodless hearts.
Ali tu su srce bez krvi.
No relationship.
Bez odnosa.
Empty desert hearts.
A to su prazna srca pustinje.
This is a feeling someone has when he wakes up.
To je osjećaj koji osoba ima ponekad kada se probudi.
And this feeling is different from a minority complex.
I taj osjećaj se razlikuje od osjećaja niže vrijednosti.
In a minority complex you always think me, 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 I'm so me, 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 me. So I'm qualified.
U osjećaju niže vrijednosti vi uvijek mislite samo ja, 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 stalno mislite samo na sebe, na sebe kako se ne kvalifikovati.
And what I'm talking now about, you think about Krishna.
Ali u ovom o čemu ja sada govorim, razmišljate o Krišni.
And believe it or not.
I vjerovali li ne?
This type of feeling, to feel, oh, you know, that I can only do it like this, I have no words for this feeling, gives rise to the highest ecstasy.
I vjerujte da taj osjećaj za koji nemam pravu riječ, nego mogu samo ovako da odmahnem, taj osjećaj, iz njega se rađa osjećaj najveće ekstaze.
First you know, must come down.
Prvo morate doći dole, spustiti se dole,
go up.
A onda možete krenuti k gore.
There is a poem.
Ima jedna pjesma.
I knocked at his door.
Pokucao sam na njegova vrata.
And the question came, who are you?
I došlo je pitanje, ko si ti?
I didn't know the answer.
I nisam znao odgovor.
After a year I knocked again at the door.
Nakon godinu dana sam ponovo pokucao na vrata.
The same question.
I ponovo isto pitanje.
this time I could say, I am your forgetful servant.
Ovaj put sam mogao reći, ja sam tvoj sluga koji je zaboravan.
He opened.
On je otvorio.
And I felt I had forgotten him.
I osjetio sam da sam ga zaboravio.
But now I remember to him next.
Ali sada sam
something
da se...
Like this.
Ali sada sam da se sjetio u ekstazi, nešto kao
sam. It's a much better poem, but I forgot you.
Ovo je puno ljepša pjesma, ali sam je malo zaboravio.
Next time I'm better prepared.
Sljedeći put ću biti bolje pripremljen.
It was so nice when you were forgetting. So what does this practically mean to work on your relationship with Krishna?
I šta to praktično znači da radite na svom odnosu sa Krišnom?
Let's be practical.
Hajde da budemo praktični.
Not theoretical.
Ne teoretski.
Because you all think this is too advanced for me.
Zato što vi sad svi mislite ovo je previše napredno za mene.
Listen now very carefully and tell me if you can do it or not do it.
Sada slušajte jako pažljivo i recite mi da li vi to možete napraviti ili ne.
There is a verse which tells us practically how to reawaken our relationship. And I find it very practical. It works for so many people. I think it will also work for the Beograd transcendentalists.
Postoji jedan stih kojim govori se šta se praktično može uraditi po tom pitanju. Ja smatram da je to jako praktično i mislim da može raditi čak i za beogradske transcendentalske.
Kaje na vaća manasen vijeva. I know you don't know Sanskrit, nor do I know. So I will translate.
Znam da ne znate Sanskrit, a ne znam ga ni ja, tako ću da prevedem.
What it means is, my Lord, whatever I do with my body, I dedicate to you.
Taj stih kaže, moj dragi gospodine, šta god da radim sa svojim tijelom, posvećujem tebi.
What I think with my mind, I dedicate it to you.
Ono što mislim sa svojim umom, predajem to se tebi.
What I speak with my words, I dedicate it to you.
Ono što govorim sa svojim riječima, posvećujem tebi.
Narayana yeti samanta yeti yeti. I'm giving this to you.
Dajem to sve tebi.
What this means in daily life is you all brush your teeth.
Šta to znači u svakodnevnom životu je sljedeće. Vi svi perete zube.
You can dedicate it to the Lord.
To možete posvetiti gospodinu.
But you can say, but this is dirty activity, how can I give it to the Lord?
Ali možete misliti, to je nečista aktivnost, kako to mogu ponuditi onome koji je čist?
Whatever you think, I will answer the question.
I odgovorit ću na to pitanje poslije.
You think of so many things during the education of your children.
Vi mislite na tako puno stvari u toku dana, na obrazovanje vaše djece.
I visited one mother and full focus on the child.
Posjetio sam jednu majku i tu je bio jedan potpuni fokus na dijete.
Has to be.
Koje mora da bude tu.
Otherwise the child will not grow up properly.
Inače dijete neće moći pravilno da
izrasti. You can dedicate that to Krishna.
Možete ponuditi to u Krishnu.
But you may say, but this is a child, it's not God.
Ali možete da kažete, pa ovo je dijete, to nije Bog.
I will answer this question.
Odgovorit ću i na ovo pitanje.
Or you work.
Ili recimo radite.
You dedicate your work to Krishna.
Posvetite svoj rad Krishni.
Or you think something.
Ili mislite o nečem.
Do you do this sometimes? I mean, of course you do. Sorry, of course you do this. You dedicate your thoughts to the Lord.
Onda vi posvetite te svoje misli Krishni.
What it means is you somehow bring the Lord in the picture. He's anyways there.
Šta to znači je da dovedete na neki način Krishnu u tu sliku, jer on se svakako i nalazi tu.
You brush your teeth so that you are healthy and can eat nice prasadam.
Vi perete svoje zube kako biste bili zdravi i da možete da jedete lijep prasadam.
You take care of your child to give your child an opportunity to know about spiritual things.
Vi brinete o svome djetetu kako biste mu dali priliku da sazna o duhovnim stvarima.
You work because then you have some basis in your life, financial basis, so that you can use your energy also in Krishna's service.
Vi radite kako biste imali neku financijsku bazu i kako biste onda svoju energiju mogli da usmjerite za služenje Krišne.
You can bring everything in contact with Krishna.
I sve možete dovesti u kontakt sa Krišnom.
You have to learn how to do that.
I morate naučiti kako da to uradite.
And the moment Krishna appears in your mind and in your heart, your life will change.
I u momentu kada se Krišna pojavi u vašem umu i u vašem srcu, vaš život će se promijeniti.
The moment light appears in darkness, the atmosphere in a room changes.
U momentu kada se svjetlo pojavi u tami, čitava atmosfera u prostoriji se mijenja.
The scriptures say it's like when ordinary activities become dedicated to Krishna, this is like ordinary water which flows into the Ganga.
Spisi kažu da je to isto kao kada obične aktivnosti, kada ih pomidimo u Krišnju, to isto kao kada obična voda se uljeva u Gangu.
It becomes Ganga water.
I ona isto tako postaje voda Gange.
So even if ordinary activities become dedicated to the Lord, they become extraordinary.
Dakle, čak i ako obične aktivnosti ponudimo Krišni, one postaju potpuno drugačije.
The point is to bring Krishna into your life.
Poenta je da dovedete Krišnu u svoj život.
When something goes wrong, you go, oh, why Krishna?
Kada nešto pođe po zlu, onda mislite, oh, Krishna.
When something goes good, oh, thank you, Krishna.
Kada se nešto dobro desi, vi pomislite, oh, hvala ti, Krishna.
You have to learn this.
Morate da to naučite.
It's a little, you need to learn this a little bit.
Znači, morate to malo da naučite.
You know, milk is, Krishna is everywhere.
Ali Krishna je svugdje.
But he is hidden.
Ali je sakriven.
You have to learn how to contact him.
Morate da naučite kako da uspostavite kontakt sa njim.
It's like in the Shastras give the example, milk is there in the udder of the cow.
Šta ću daju primjer? Mlijeko se nalazi tu u vjemenima krave.
Agitate the udder a little bit, the milk comes out.
Ako malo primite ovo vime od krave, mlijeko se pojavi.
So you have to bring a little movement in your life.
Tako morate u svoj život da unesete malo pokreta.
That is bhakti yoga.
To je bhakti yoga.
Connecting with Krishna.
Povezivanje sa Krishnom.
Krishna comes out.
I jedan Krishna se pojavi.
You have to learn it.
To morate da naučite.
It's not difficult.
I nije, to nije teško.
But it requires a little bit of sincerity.
Ali zahtjeva malo iskrenosti.
This is all what I wanted to say today.
Ovo je sve što sam danas želio da kažem.
I hope I have a little homework for you.
I imam malu zadaću za vas.
Before you go to bed.
Prije nego što odete u krevet.
Pray to Krishna.
Molite se Krishna.
Or chant one round.
Ili mantrate jedan krug.
With the idea I'm chanting it and you will hear.
Sa idejom unutar sebe, ja sada mantram i ti to čuješ.
Tomorrow.
Sutra.
Dedicate your activities to Krishna.
Posvetite svoje aktivnosti Krishna.
Let us say you meet your friends.
Ajmo reći da ćete se sresti sa svojim prijateljima.
And then comes the Belgrade part. Pričate. You talk.
Onda dolazi ovaj belgradski dio, onda ćete da pričate.
Talk a little about Krishna.
I pričajte malo o Krishna.
Maybe just one second.
Možda samo jednu sekundu.
And you will see some change.
I vidjet ćete određenu razliku.
Light comes into the darkness.
Kako svjetlost ulazi u tamu.
Something will happen.
Nešto će se desiti.
This works 100%.
Ovo radi 100%.
You have to do it.
A morate vi to uraditi.
Or you spend time with your child.
Ili ako provodite vrijeme sa svojim djetetom.
Bring Krishna into the picture.
Dovedete Krishnu u sliku.
This is called building a relationship.
Ovo se zove graditi odnos.
Later you will come to an advanced state.
Kasnije ćete doći na napredni nivo.
Advanced state is you don't only do things which you do because of your conditioned nature.
Napredni nivo se sastoji u tome da ne radite samo stvari koje su u skladu sa vašom uslovljenom prirodom.
You do things which are full of love.
Radite stvari koje su pune ljubavi.
And you do them extra for Krishna.
I radite ih samo za Krishnu.
I'm speaking not of this high state.
Ne govorim o ovome uzvišenom nivou.
You may be true. For some of you this may be too high.
I to je možda istina, da je za neke od vas to možda preuzvišeno.
I'm speaking of the first step.
Ja govorim o prvom koraku.
To offer the activities which you anyway do.
Da ponudite aktivnosti koje već svakako radite.
Bring them in contact.
I te dovedete u kontakt, u povezanost sa Krishnom.
Krishna. Will you try?
Hoćete li pokušati?
Yes.
Starts in the evening.
Počnete na večer.
Little psychology here.
Ovdje je sada malo psihologije.
Whatever you fall asleep with in your mind, that's what you wake up in the morning and that gives the impetus for the day.
Sve ono s čim zaspite na večer, to ćete vas zaista dočekati ujutro i daće vam jedan impetus za čitav dan.
You know, if you fall asleep with the idea, I will live my next day in Krishna Sambandha, oops, something will happen.
Ako zaspite sa tom mišlju da ćete provesti narednom danu Krishna Sambandhi, to će vam potpuno promijeniti dan.
Krishna bi zaspio. Dobro. I will leave Belgrade tomorrow.
Sutra odlazim iz Beograda.
Ja volim velike, velike, velike. Puno. It was very nice.
Bilo je jako lijepo.
But I need to leave to get it Belgrade before the flood comes.
Moram da nam se to bude poplava.
We go to England.
Idemo u Englesku.
In England something nice is happening.
U Engleskoj se desilo nešto jako lijepo.
We have started four schools in England called the Krishna Avanti schools.
U Engleskoj smo započeli četiri škole koje se zovu Krishna Avanti.
And these schools have been declared to be the best schools in England.
I te četiri škole su proglašene da su u stvari najbolje škole.
They are also very ecological.
One su jako isto ekološki orijentisane.
There's grass growing on the roofs.
Imaju travu koja im raste na krovu. Ekološki.
And the government is ready to give us as many schools as we can give teachers for.
I vlada je spremna da nam da onoliko škola za koliko smo mi u stanju da obezbijedimo profesora.
Yes, and this is good because now the students who go to our Radhadesh college can become teachers. They have a perspective for their life.
Ali ovo je sada jako dobro zato što naši bate koji su pohađali Radhadesh, bate u Danta college, oni sada imaju perspektivu u životu, imaju priliku da tamo budu profesori.
This is high school, elementary school.
We have started with elementary schools, but now it goes higher, and we also are in the process of starting university.
Započelo se sa osnovnom školom, ali već sada se kreće ka srednjoj i imamo plan da idemo i na fakultet.
So I'm going there.
Tako ja sad idem tamo.
It's not my part in this plan. I graduated from school when I was six, as you well know. And I have not regretted one minute.
Na neki način ja sam dio toga, ne znam kako, jer ja sam pobjegao iz škole kada mi je bilo 16 godina i nisam čak ni jednu minutu zažalio zbog toga.
But I recognize that most children need school. Yes.
Ali shvatio sam da je većini djece potrebna škola.
So, let us end here. I thought we should sing just for 10 minutes together. And then Govinda Gopal and myself have a sweet surprise for you.
Onda Govinda Gopal ja imamo slatko iznenađenje za vas. Na zadnjoj Fruškoj Granda kampu su gospodin Obama i gospodin Putin su govorili.
I'm not joking, really. There was we have our Fruška Granda TV and they addressed from the TV our Fruška Granda.
Ja se ne šalim, oni mi na svakom tom kampu imamo Fruška Granda TV i oni su se putem TV obratili kampu.
It's a very, very nice summer camp because it's very spiritual.
To je jako, jako lijep kamp koji je jako duhovan.
And it's also in the midst of very beautiful nature.
I nalazi se usred jako lijepe prirode.
And there is a web page as far as I understand with the information.
Koliko znam, isto tako tu postoji web stranica sa informacijom. Goranga.com.
Yeah. if there's any doubt, my family is just out about that. And I would be so happy if all of us can come again together. And we can discuss about our experiences and our attempts to make the connection with Krishna Sambandha.
I tamo ćemo moći razgovarati o svojim iskustvima, o pokušajima da uspostavimo tu Krishna Sambandhu, povezanu sa Krishnom.
I can really guarantee you if you translate this what you have heard today into your own life, expect some miracles.
I zaista vam mogu garantovati, ako primijenite nešto od ovoga što smo danas slušali u svome životu, možete očekivati da će se čuda desiti.
I have spoken about this point in many countries now, and I get so many letters from devotees who have applied these principles, and they usually report some miracles, how Krishna all of a sudden appeared in their life like a flash in the night. Often surprising. So let us, you know, try to meet at the Pushka Guranga summer camp and discuss our experiences.
I hajde da se pokušamo okupiti na Pruška Goranga kampu i da razgovaramo o svojim iskustvima.
Let's see.
Is that a good idea?
Je li to dobra ideja?
Yes. Yeah. Very much welcome. Now, enough words. Now, slatki kutice.
Dosta priče, sada ćemo pređemo na slatke kutice.